An effective workout routine is generally more than the sum of its parts. You don't want to build muscle, burn fat, and basically improve your overall performance. But there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Some people wing it, like Jack. Some people want a challenge. Our health contributor, Jake Laspinato, he's a personal trainer and a business owner. Jake, how do people
Hello,
set
good
up?
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Wait. What do you mean wing it?
You always wing it.
No, I don't wing it. When I went to the gym, I warmed up, I loosened up, I did some benching.
Then you start talking to people.
No, that's
and
you.
We
that's
call it
you.
Good.
You're the socializer, not me.
All right, Jake. Okay, so one thing I would think is very big is a big factor is consistency. Is that a
oh
big
my God.
Thing when people are working out here?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. For sure. Yeah. It's super important because, you know, there's a lot of people, even I have some clients where it's like, you know, even if they work with me, let's say one day a week, and then they're doing two other days on their own at the gym, some weeks they might, or a couple weeks, they might only see me once a week. And that's the only workout that they're getting in. And then they're getting frustrated that they're not losing weight or they're not building muscle. And it's like, yeah, it might be consistent, but there has to be like a little bit more volume when it comes to the actual workouts in the days that they're working out.
I mean, now, should people divide up their days? Like, if they can only go, you know, a few days a week, should they do, like, a full body thing? Or should, I mean, how important is it if people can only go three times a week?
Yeah, so that's actually a really good question because there's so many different ways to actually lay out a workout program. So it's like, you know, you have, let's say, for example, bodybuilders, you know, do 6 days a week, you know, where they're more so like focusing on one muscle group a day, or you have someone who maybe can only do 4 days a week or, you know, 3 days a week. If you're doing a 3 day a week, you typically want to split it up into three full body days. That way you're able to actually get every body part in a couple days, so 2 to 3 times in that 1 week.
Now, how important is it for somebody to choose like an exercise that fits their ability? I mean, if they're just walking in there, they probably
yeah.
don't want to jump into these exercises that they could potentially hurt themselves.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's something that's really important as well, too, is like being able to start and, of course, too, like be honest. I think something that's really important is like being able to be honest with ourselves and know like where we're at, because a lot of people come in full throttle and, you know, we've talked about this before in the past, and it's like they come out of the gate like 0 to 100. They haven't been working out for, you know, months or maybe even years, and then they start trying to hit the gym 5-6 days a week and they're doing all types of crazy different workouts because you can go on YouTube and all
oh, yeah,
these different
you can get all those.
Websites. Oh, my gosh. You can get all these. You go on Instagram. There's people doing these, like, crazy, ridiculous exercises
yeah,
that, like,
I've seen those.
Aren't even not totally unnecessary, you know? And it's, like, really stick to the basics, you know? Like, on a, I sent out some workout programs over to you guys. And
yes, I'm going
to
post
so
those on the
can,
website so people can get those.
Yeah.
Now,
awesome,
how often,
awesome.
Actually,
like,
we had a listener ask this question, how often should you switch things up?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. You want to switch things up every 4 to 6 weeks or so. So you want the programming, whatever workout program is that you're doing, you want to make sure that, like, it's changing every 4 to 6 weeks, because if not, what happens is the body ends up just kind of adapting to the stimulus. And it's a lot similar to like when people who are using specifically only cardio to lose weight, in the beginning they lose weight, but eventually the body just adapts to that stimulus and they stop losing weight. And it's the same idea with strength training and lifting weights and being in the gym, is you want to change up that programming. You want different exercises, you want different sets and reps and different variables to be able to interchange throughout the months as time goes on.
Another question that we actually got was, you know, how important is it to listen to your body?
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, a lot of people tend to not do that and they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
It's so easy. It's so easy to not listen to the body. And I mean, like, I've had to check myself many, many times because it's like, you know, you might be overdoing it. And again, we have to be able to be honest with ourselves and be like, should I actually be doing this today? I'm like, I feel like crap, or I didn't get enough sleep last night. Like, it's really important to be able to have that check-in with yourselves. But it's also, there's a very fine line. I think people get confused with just being lazy and listening to their body, you know, because a
now,
lot of times people
talking
go, well,
about being lazy, is it important to track what you're doing to keep, you know, so you can kind of see if you're improving?
Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. And there's so many different ways you can track, like, you know, for some people that's stepping on the scale, some people that's body fat percentage, some people that's just strength gain. So, you know, what, regardless of how you're tracking, whether some people use a notebook, I have an app and a software that I use in my clients where the actual software tracks it for you. So you enter in the weights and then it saves it. So it's like you're constantly, you're knowing when you're getting stronger. And if you're getting stronger, that means you're building muscle and you're making progress. And if you're building muscle, you're probably burning some fat as well, depending on how your nutrition is.
So, okay. So the big factor here too is also, you know, time. That's a big game changer for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think it kind of goes back to like what we were talking about in the beginning where it's like, what is realistic? Because again, I mentioned like people go 0 to 100 and it's like they start going to the gym, you know, 24/7. And it's like, that's not really sustainable. So it's like, you know, with certain schedules, for me, I lift about 3 to 4 days a week. I'm also training for a marathon, though, so that takes up a lot of my time. But it's like, that's what fits my lifestyle. You know, I'm a business owner. I'm a father. There's other people out there that might be able to do 5 days a week, and that might work for them. But again, it's that consistency piece. If somebody can be consistent for 3 days a week, like long term, that's a heck of a lot better than doing 5 days a week for 6 weeks and then falling off and then yo-yoing back and forth in the gym. It's like, find that sustainability so that way you can optimize your health long term.
Jake, thank you so much. And Jack, I hope you heard that. Do not go from 0 to 100 in 30 seconds flat, okay?
Yeah. That's never a word.
That was right for you. That was directed right at you, Jack.
Is that Jake from State Farm? Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.